We're back in the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios as Patriots This Week continues. And, Guy, what a week 10 in the NFL. A lot of thrillers, including improbable finishes in New Orleans, where the Saints are about to take the lead in the final minutes. The Broncos block the extra point try and score two to win that game. The Steelers in control against the Cowboys, final minutes. And Dallas comes back, Ezekiel Elliott running to the score for the Cowboys. But let's stick with the Broncos first in the AFC West, because the Chiefs also had a thrilling comeback against Carolina. That division shaping up right now, in your mind, is the best in the NFL?
I think it's the West. Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. I watched a lot of that Denver game. The good teams play bad the way they did the other day and win games like that. Find a way to win. That was a good win for them. They go to the bye, and that's going to help them down the road.
Well, if you're starting to sort of look at measuring sticks, Seattle had trouble with that same New Orleans team, and Denver went down, and as O said, didn't play great yet was able to still pull it out. It's going to be a competitive division, though, but just watch. Again, we've still got 7 full weeks here of football, right? Potentially. They're going to beat each other up. So the idea that all three might be playoff contenders, even, you know, who knows, with San Diego could run the table as well. I think one or two of those are going to start to fall off. Cream will rise at the top.
And they've got head-to-head matchups. Denver, Kansas City still have to play one another twice.
Derek Carr, I think, is up for the MVP with Tom Brady right now. So you look at what the Raiders have done. You look at San Diego. San Diego, I think, is the best last place team in any division.
That's a good way to put it.
It's like they can't find a way to win.
I still look at the Kansas City Chiefs as a team that just won't go away. You kind of tend to forget about them because they win so ugly. They're not sexy. They're not a team that really scares anyone. But for some reason, they just, with Andy Reid, they tick away these victories.
Meanwhile, you've got Ben Roethlisberger, the Pittsburgh Steelers. They lose the late lead, as mentioned, to the Cowboys, despite his fake spike and a touchdown strike. And also in that game, some strange strategical maneuvering by Mike Tomlin, going for the 2-point conversions early and often.
We don't think they're well coached, right? I mean, we were in Pittsburgh. We saw Pittsburgh. They're a talented team. I really think they're going to be there in the end. They'll get their stuff together. Ben did the old Dan Marino play. Fake spike. Take the lead right there. And then you think, boy, this rookie's never... At some point, he's going to give it up. Elliott and Prescott... You don't take Prescott out right here. Don't take him out at all.
Somebody in that division has to step forward. So I think you're right that probably Pittsburgh will be there by default, because since he's sort of fallen away.
Since he only imploded in Baltimore, I don't think he has enough talent.
Yeah, but I start to look at Pittsburgh, and there's too many warts. I mean, and defensively, they're really having some troubles.
Dak Prescott continues to hold down that job. In fact, Tony Romo this week reading a statement, a well-crafted statement, by the way, very articulately describing his feelings, what it's been like for him the first half of the season, and stepping aside, in essence, for Dak Prescott.
Yeah, it's got to be hard. There's a lot of guaranteed money there. It's your team. He's been there forever. That is the Dallas Cowboys. He's the quarterback of America's team. They got a new guy now, and this new guy is playing well. We went through this with Brady Bledsoe, okay? And then what did they do? They stuck with Tom Brady. The rest is history. I don't think they take him out. I really wouldn't touch it. The problem is you got an owner that likes to stick his hands in it. And I don't know if Jerry Jones... if it will tempt him if they lose two games.
I think the thing that's a little more sort of slam dunk in this situation is Tony has a history. It's not just that he had one injury that was unfortunate and he lost a job and the other guy played great. He's got a pretty beat-up body. I think Dak is a safer choice, quite frankly. It seems odd to say that the young guy is safer than the old guy, but practice all week with a guy that's one hit away, that's not a good idea.
Well, the Cowboys, by virtue of their win, remain atop the NFC. When we come back, we'll talk about a team that not long ago was indeed the cream of the National Football Conference, but has fallen on hard times of late. Back with more right after this on Patriots This Week.